We've been trying for weeks, and there was times when I thought it might not going to happen. There was times when I thought it is going to happen. And over the last 24, 48 hours, it found momentum, and he made that decision to come to us, which we're delighted about. And for all of us associated with Aston Villa, it's a big, huge signing. You know, we all wished he was 26, not 36, but I still think he's got enough in the tank to make a big... to play well here and lead the dressing room, which, you know, any club up and down the country needs somebody like John Terry, and they don't come much better.
You've clearly been thinking about this for quite a while, I guess. Yeah. At the back end of last season,
I met Steve and Keith at Mia on the Thursday after we finished and said, look, John Terry's available on a free transfer. Can I make my move? And they were all for it, said, go and do your best. Listen... You know, he's had offers from all over the world, in the Premier League, I'm sure, as well. So to get him was terrific for us. And I have to say out there, in all of the conversations I had with him, thankfully money wasn't the issue. You know, and how refreshing that is. You know, he wanted a challenge. He didn't want to be involved in relegation battles. He didn't want to be playing against Chelsea. He didn't want to be disrupting his family. So... I'm delighted he's made the move here.
He'll still be being paid well.
Of course. Of course. So he should be.
Will it allow you to do other things as well? How much of your budget is it going to take?
Well, look, thankfully, he's for nothing. His transfer fee is zero. So that helps enormously, of course. So there's still a bit in the coffers to go. Of course, as I said at the end of the season, you know, one or two will have to make way. That hasn't happened just yet. I'm sure it will do. It's just, for me, starting. Everybody's had probably June off. So there's still a bit of wheeling and dealing to be done. And some will leave the club. And I'm still, you know, pursuing two or three at the moment. And that's what lies ahead.
How much is he being signed for what he can bring to you off the field as well as on?
Absolutely. You know, and we've got a lot of young players. Got some very, very good young players who can only learn from the way he handles himself, you know, the way he's conducted himself over the years. You know, he's, even when I played golf with him in 90 degrees after we finished, he ordered a half a shandy, which I thought was remarkable considering it was 90 degrees outside and we'd just been on a golf course for 5 hours. But that's the type he is. He's looked after himself. He's in fantastic condition. I seen him from my own eyes when he trained with my son only a couple of weeks ago, where he was pushing himself to the limit and thought, wow, he's still got that hunger, which is still there. And my thing was just to remind him that you're a long time retired. Come and enjoy it, come and help us, and come and be just John Terry and lead the club back to where it wants to be.
But you know the Championship is a slog. Yeah. It's going to be a slog again.
Yeah, but... You know, when you've played for Chelsea, you play Saturday, Tuesday forevermore because they're playing Champions League. So he's used to playing 60 games a season. So there's going to be times when he's not going to be available all the time, I'm sure of that, but he's determined and he's got a will about him and a determination. And I remember when I, 20 years ago, I went down the road and went to Birmingham and played 85 times in 2 years when I was 36. So... And he's in far better the nick than I was. So I've got no qualms of he'll handle it physically. And it's what he'll bring all round, which will be the big attraction.